Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1076. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lufur Shalema Sara Fega Baslaina Chamash Dakav Rufur Shalema Besuch Shar Chayli Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, we're trying to put a close on the tree issues in general. A few more interesting shilas here and there that come up. In general, we establish the facts in reference to using the sides of the tree. Side of the side, twice, once removed, twice removed, and so on. Okay, a few more interesting questions. So Rab Simcha Benim Kohen brings down the Sefer Shabbos home some interesting questions just in conjunction with the halachas that we learned. Now, I just want to mention one thing which the Sfarim do bring down. What do we mean when we say one cannot lean on a tree, leaning a little bit, not a little bit, the older person, the weaker person? Where do we draw the line? So in general, the concept is if you move away the tree and the person falls over, in general, that's called leaning on the tree. That's how we classify it. That's brought down in halacha also in reference to Shemoneh Esrei. If somebody's leaning on a shtender, if you move away the shtender and the person falls, so that's considered like totally not standing. Whereby if they're able to stand when you move away the shtender, when the person's on Shemoneh Esrei and they're leaning mamish a little bit, whatever the case is, and you move away the shtender, they're still going to remain standing because it's not, the shtender is not what's holding them up. So then that's a little bit easier in certain instances. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but the halacha are basically the same, interesting in reference to the tree, the fact that when you move away the tree, let's say a person leans up against a tree, you move away the tree, the guy plops on the floor, so that's a full leaning against the tree. When we say a little bit of leaning on the tree, it means when a person moves away the tree, the person still remains standing. He put a little bit of weight, but you move away the tree, I mean, nobody can move away the tree, but being as it may, if a case will come up, a person can move away that tree, the person will still remain standing because of the fact that the tree is not holding up the person. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. So in conjunction with that, with what we've been talking about, brings down Reb Simcha Benim Kohen on page 280, interesting case. We know in the past one is forbidden to place objects on a tree or on its branches, right? On Shabbos, we know that. By placing objects on the tree, one is using the tree. For example, one may not hang up their jacket or their hat or so on a branch of a tree. So that we understand. But he brings down an interesting case. Let's say people are outside, right? And it comes up. Few people are sitting around, or people are eating outside, whatever, they're sitting on a chair, they're sitting on a folding chair. So the case is like this. There's a tree, and I'm not going to move the tree, but what happens is I fold up my folding chair, right? It looks like it's cloudy, it might start rain, so we're all going to go inside, but it's in the yard over there, and now I fold up my folding chair, I just put it up against the tree. You can't do that. One has to be careful. It sounds like a very simple thing. Yeah, I fold up my folding chair, I put it up against the wall, I put it up against the pole, I put it up against the tree, so what's the difference? No, you can't do that. So he brings that down. One may not hang a jacket like we saw from the branch, and then, or to lean a chair against a tree. You can't lean a chair against a tree, provided the chair would fall if the tree were removed. In other words, if you lean the chair up against a tree, and whereby it's in such a way, case in time, the way the person leans it up against a tree, you move away the tree, nothing's, it's not going to fall, so then that's not considered, it's not a question that you can do that or not, it's a question of that's not considered leaning up against a tree. Because we go with the concept that provided that the chair would fall if the tree were removed, right? I move away the tree, let's say, in such a case, if that would be possible, and the chair would just fall, because the chair is fully leaning on the tree. So in such a case, that's called mishtamish be'ilan, one has to be careful. So the point I'm trying to get at, it sounds like a very simple case. You know, a couple of people are sitting around, maybe schmoozing or learning or whatever the case is, we hope learning, but they're outside. It's a beautiful day. All of a sudden, it gets cloudy. Oh, you know what? We'll all go inside. We'll continue learning inside. So let me just fold up my folding chair. I put it up against the tree. One has to be careful not to do that if it's, you know, against the tree, whereby it's going to fall down, which is usually the case, obviously, by your folding chair. Now, he brings out another interesting case, as Reb Simcha Benim Kohen, in conjunction with what we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, actually in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, in conjunction with candles and so on. But he says, similarly, a muksa object, right? We said to leave something, let's backtrack a second. I didn't explain what we're talking about. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. Let's say a case of Erev Shabbos. We said Erev Shabbos, to leave something on the tree that you're going to need on Shabbos, you can't do. But if I leave something on the tree that, bechlal, I can't touch on Shabbos, I can't move it, it's not going to be, you know, accessible to me for whatever the reason is, which we'll see in a second, then I'm allowed to leave it from Erev Shabbos. So he brings down that's the case. Similarly, a muksa object. I have an item that's muksa on Shabbos, even if I had it in my house. So to leave that on the tree from Friday, from before Shabbos, Shabbos going into Shabbos, that's fine. Similarly, a muksa object may be left on a tree whether or not the object is customarily removed from the tree. Since a muksa object may not be removed on Shabbos, one will not remove it from the tree. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, I just want to review one more thing, another thing which we spoke about in the past, and it's very important because this could come up, especially people are in places where there's bushes, trees outside, and so on in the summertime, warmer weather, and we spoke about from the Shevet Alevi, we quoted from others for him also, that if somebody's hat, for example, right, blew off, and now it landed on a tree, or it landed on bushes that are taller than three tefachim, right, we said anything above from the ground, above three tefachim, right, one is roughly 12 inches, but one is not allowed to be mishtamish to use it, but if it went there by mistake, or by without the person's will, or against the person's will, then one is allowed to take it off without shaking it. So that's without shaking that tree or bush or whatever the case is. So he brings that down, that items, he brings this from the Shevet Alevi and others, which we've quoted in the past, but just quickly to chazir it over, items that came to be on the tree accidentally may be removed on Shabbos. Okay, that's an important point. For example, if the wind blew one's hat, I'm walking outside, right, I'm walking in a little bit of a wooded area possibly, and I'm walking outside, and if the wind blew my hat and blew it onto the bushes, which is taller than three tefachim. Now these bushes are higher than three tefachim. I can't take things off of them, right? But if it was blown there accidentally, then it may be removed. So again, if the wind blew one's hat into the bush, which is taller than three tefachim, one may remove the hat from the bush on Shabbos. But like we said, one has to be careful not to move it, just to, you know, flip it off. If it's going to be in a time and place, a way whereby one's going to take it off and it's going to start moving the bushes and the trees, that can be done. But just the taking it off lightly, it's right there. It's not going to be moving anything. That is okay because of the fact that there's no gezeira over there. Brings down the Shevet Alevi, because it went there accidentally. Now, if somebody's hat blew off and it landed on a bush or tree or something, a small little bush that's lower than three tefachim, less than three tefachim, so in Bechlau, there's no problem, because one is allowed to be mishtamish. Of course, like we said, you can't uproot, you can't pull it out of the ground, the item, but to be mishtamish to use something that's less than three tefachim, like a tree, bush, and so on, less than three tefachim is fine. Now, another thing he mentions, which we also spoke about, is very important to chazir over, because these are things which come up, especially now in the summer months. He says like this, does Rav Simcha ben Kohen, if an object was placed on a branch on a tree prior to Shabbos, right, before Shabbos, and it remained there. So let's say it's an item, whatever the case is, now it remained there going into Shabbos, and in other words, the entire Bein HaShemash. In other words, like this. We said last time one may not leave objects on a tree prior to Shabbos because of the fact that they may forget to remove them, whatever, they might need them on Shabbos. Okay, so that's a separate gezeira. But now we're talking about in a case, good, so I left something there on Shabbos, and it was there Bein HaShemash. But now it remains muksa. Now it remains muksa, right? So that's the question. If an object was placed on a branch or a tree prior to Shabbos, he brings down, it remained there for the entire period of Bein HaShemash. In other words, going into Shabbos, Bein HaShemash going to Shabbos, the object is classified as muksa. Just like if a fruit fell off the tree, right, it became ripe, it fell off on Shabbos, and it was there, Bein HaShemashes, it was there going into Shabbos, that's also muksa. It's muksa and it's not allowed to be used. Therefore, if it subsequently falls from the tree, right, an item was put on the tree before Shabbos, and it remains there, Bein HaShemashes, going into Shabbos, therefore, now it falls down. Now it falls down, that's the question. Therefore, if it subsequently falls from the tree, it may not be moved until after Shabbos. In other words, when we say I'm allowed to leave something there, Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, right, because it fact that if I'm not going to use it, something books or whatever, so then we said it's okay. But if it's something that I'm going to use, that I could use, let's say I'll hang my hat and I could use my hat, so we say you can't leave it even from before Shabbos because we're afraid you might come to take it off. But now we're saying a different halacha, that the items are actually muksa. The items are actually muksa when they're there on the tree from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. And Bein HaShemash is, you know, going into Shabbos, so therefore if subsequently now it falls down from the tree, it may not be moved until after Shabbos. The muksa status is retained for the entire Shabbos due to the principle of something that is not to be used during the entire Bein HaShemashes period remains muksa for the entire Shabbos. In other words, Iskatsoi ben Ashmashis, Iskatsoi Kula Yama, something Muksa from Ben Ashmashis going to Shabbos remains Muksa the entire Shabbos. So that's an important point to keep in mind. Even though something was in the tree, was put in the tree before Shabbos, in the time and place you're allowed to put in the tree before Shabbos, but now it fell down on Shabbos, even then you can't use it as long as it was on the tree going into Shabbos and from Ben Ashmashis going to Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha. Kol Tuv.